French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is coconut. The coconut tree is a member of the palm tree family. Coconut as a term can refer to the whole coconut palm, the seed, or the fruit, which botanically is a drupe, not a nut. If you are wondering what else is a drupe, look no further than an avocado. The word coconut is derived from the 16th century Portuguese and Spanish word coco, meaning head or skull, after the three indentations on the coconut shell that resemble facial features. I may have noticed this image before, but it's kind of spooky. Let's move on, shall we? From shredded coconut to coconut oil to coconut water and milk, coconuts have a variety of uses. Coconut milk comes from the grated meat of a fully mature coconut. It is an excellent source of valuable B vitamins, vitamins C and E, along with plenty of minerals including phosphorus, copper, iron, selenium, calcium, manganese, and magnesium. It also contains lauric acid, which is used in the body for natural energy. Coconut in cooking is incredibly powerful and figures into many, many cuisines around the world. Charmaine Solomon wrote in her opus work, The Encyclopedia of Asian Food, "In the Pacific Islands and Southeast Asia, the coconut is the tree of life. It provides more than food and drink. Its wood is used to build cottages. Its leaves, plaited tightly on either side of the stout midrib, form a waterproof roof. The husk is teased into coir, which makes ropes and mats. The shells are polished and fashioned into all kinds of ornamental and useful objects, cooking and serving spoons being foremost. However, it is as food and drink that coconuts are of prime importance." During the annual Miami Book Fair this past year, my wife Janet and I had the pleasure of having a lunch date with two authors I genuinely love for their novelistic artistry. Monique Truong and Diana Abu-Jaber were in Miami for the festivities, but before our separate duties at the fair, we sat down at Q in Wynwood for a fine lunch prepared by Chef Michael Lewis. We shared soft-shell crab bao buns, charred broccoli, a beautifully tender, long, braised beef rib with three sauces, and then coconut cake. It came out tall, with rows of coconut cream between the layers of the vanilla-scented cake. We all smiled like children. Monique was the first to take up a knife and divvy the creation. Then we all began to plow in. It was then that Diana told us that she not only enjoyed baking, she had to bake. It balanced her life. When I wrote what I sometimes refer to as the Big Cookbook, the actual title being Norman's New World Cuisine, I included a recipe for gazpacho BC. I wanted to show how gazpacho was not always made with tomatoes. Since gazpacho had been made for centuries before the arrival of Columbus to the New World and the subsequent tomatoes crossing from the New World to the Old World, earlier gazpachos were made with other items. Bread, olive oil, and vinegar were the mainstays. Almonds were one kind of gazpacho. I took that nut and replaced it with a drupe, the coconut. Thus, my gazpacho BC is not named for what you may think. It stands for two things. Before Columbus is one, and beautiful coconut is the other. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut. She took bowl up, put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up, put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up and said, "Doctor."